What's up, guys? Hope everybody's having a good day. I know I am-ish, sort of. All right, so if you follow me on social media, you know kind of what's going on right now. A little bit crazy, and I don't know, not crazy, but not desperate, but definitely difficult, in a difficult situation. Welcome to Daily Drives. I'm your host, Jason Cremines. If you don't already, make sure you follow me on Instagram at the official Jason Cremines. Someone took my name, so I had to make myself the official Jason Cremines. Anyway, long story short, guys, short episode right here. I just wanted to reach out to all of you and let you know that we are working our asses off right now to try to get out of this camper we've been living in. It's costing us entirely too much money and fees and how we have to spend money for food and household items and everything else. And on top of that, the camper's a piece of shit. It looks nice. My wife's a clean freak, so she cleans often. Everything's kept up pretty well. But, you know, when you actually get into it, there's major electrical problems. From day one, we've had issues with this thing as far as electrical is concerned. You can't run the microwave if the air conditioner's on. It'll pop the breaker. When we were here for maybe a couple of days, and the cord that plugs into the city power from the camper actually melted to the box, right? They had to come out and replace the cord, but they kept saying that it was the fault of the park who installed the box. And the park had an electrician come out, not one of their maintenance guys, but an electrician come out to verify that, A, it's a new box, brand new. It had never even been used prior to us. And B, that it was in perfectly good condition and there was no reason that anything like that should happen. So they said, yeah, right, whatever. And they went ahead and replaced the cord anyway. And then, you know, we've had half of the outlets, more than half the outlets don't work. The lights, the lights inside will like flicker, go on and off randomly. A couple of them are out. They're LEDs. They shouldn't go out like that. And the fan in the bathroom, which is badly needed sometimes, is done. It doesn't work anymore. On top of that, it has, you know, tanks. It has a gray tank and a black tank. The gray tank is where all of the water, where you wash your dishes or take a shower, things like that. That's where that all goes. And the black tank is where you're, you know, poo and pee and whatnot. That's for the toilet. So with tanks, you got to empty it, obviously. You can't leave it just wide open and going straight into the sewer because things get dried out in there and then you end up with clogs. So I think that might be where we're at on that thing right now. So with that being said, when you go to the bathroom and you flush the toilet, it smells horrible. I'm just being honest, man. It's like, oh God, it's disgusting. Sometimes you just want to gag. And I mean, I've done everything that I can to try to clean this thing out the best that I can, but short of taking the tank completely off and literally like power washing it, I don't see any way of making this thing any better. That being said, we got this as a rent-to-own situation because we didn't want to own the camper necessarily. We just wanted to have a place to live that wasn't on somebody's couch, right? We wanted our own place, our own stuff, our own space and whatnot. And we have accomplished that. It has done the trick for us thus far. With that being said, we have recently been approached with an opportunity to buy a much bigger place. We'll own it. It's very inexpensive. And it's a double wide here on the same lot in which we live. The woman that owns or that runs the lot has been helping as often as she can with finding something that we can get into outside of this camper, because she agrees totally we've got to get out of this thing. It's literally breaking us. We can barely make it from one paycheck to the next. And guys, I make $40,000 a year. That's a guaranteed salary. So, you know, there's no reason that we shouldn't be able to, you know, pay all of our bills and take care of the groceries and things like that. I mean, we don't have a car payment anymore and car insurance and things like that. I ride the bus to work and ride my bike, you know, to the bus stop and to wherever we need to go nearby. Luckily, everything's really close, like Publix and Target. If you're in the north, you don't know Publix. Publix is like the Kroger down here. Anyway, so we got to get out of this thing. And this opportunity came up literally this week where we have an opportunity to get out of this at the beginning of the month and get into something that is definitely not, I mean, it's kind of a shithole. I'm just going to be honest. There's a lot of problems with it, but it's livable, absolutely, and it's going to be furnished for the most part. They're leaving behind some very nice furniture. So we've got some cleaning to do. We've got some building to do, some rebuilding to do, a little bit of remodeling and things like that. It's going to take us a long time to really get this thing to be as beautiful and as nice as we know it can be. But in the meantime, we've got to get out of this camper. We got to get into this new place. So I started a GoFundMe campaign because I just don't have enough money to make this happen this month. I could make it happen by the end of November, but we don't have that kind of time. The folks that we rent the RV from are not easy to work with, and when we first got this, I was working for Terminex and I was getting paid on the 1st and 15th every month. So the agreement was for them to withdraw our payment automatically from our checking account on the 15th of every month. That way we knew it was going to be paid. There was no questions, right? Then I changed jobs where I got a much larger base pay and I don't have to rely on my commissions as much. So very big help. Also, it is a, you know, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30 job. So it's a day shift, weekly job, you know, which is what we needed. We needed that consistency in our schedule. So taking this job helped us out tremendously. In the meantime, when we got down here, we had to spend all of our money just trying to live. So we were unable to get a place right away. And that's where all this kind of stems from. Really, it all stems from contractor lighting firing me for no reason after 6 weeks of being there the second time. Since then, we've done nothing but struggle since then. That was over a year ago. So a year and a half ago, this took place. We've been having a difficult time since then. We moved down to Florida in April of this year. And we've been making a go of it. You know, we keep stepping up the ladder. I think we've talked about this before, where, you know, you gotta, in order to level up, you really gotta work towards that goal. And we've been leveling up as we go along. You know, obviously we went from sleeping on somebody's couch to having at least our own place, having a place that we can, you know, look for other places. So it's been, you know, and from one job to the next, we just keep leveling up. We keep getting better. Things keep getting better. But we're still a little bit behind. And we're just trying to catch up. We're literally right there to the point where a few dollars makes a big difference. So I started a GoFundMe, and already we've raised 30% of our goal. And the goal is $1,000. The $1,000 will definitely get us into the different place and allow us, you know, to still be able to buy food and stuff for the next few weeks until I get paid again, and, you know, keep all the bills paid and everything like that. That's enough to take care of all of those things. It's not a lot of money, I know, but it's a lot to us right now. And it's going to make all the difference in the world. And again, already we've had a couple of donations that total 30% of our entire goal. And this thing hasn't even been out there for 24 hours. I can't tell you, guys, I can't even tell you how much that means to me. You know, people that don't have any cash, you know, people that are struggling just as hard as we are, they're still sharing the post, man, you know, like, and that's all I can ask. You know, if you can't donate, fine, I get that. I mean, I'm broke. I couldn't donate to you right now either, so I understand, and I don't fault you, and I'm not angry with you. But if you have the opportunity to share the GoFundMe campaign on your social media sites, I would greatly appreciate that. That contribution alone is going to help us to get to where we need to be. And the fact that we've already raised $300 out of the 1,000, and this thing hasn't even been up for 24 hours, guys, my heart goes out to you, man. You have no idea, like, the amount of stress that we have to go through. And I tell you all the time, guys, like, doesn't matter how stressed things get, dude, you got to keep pushing forward. You got to keep moving. You got to keep, you know, working towards your goals daily to get you to where you need to be. And that's what we do every single day. And I honestly believe that because of the people that we are, because of the work ethic that we have, and because we're willing to help anybody out, even though we don't have anything to help you with sometimes, you know, if it's just a friend that needs a spot to crash on the couch, or, you know, in our little 250 square feet of space, like, we do it. It's not a problem, you know, because that's what we do. You know, we help each other out. And I say it all the time at the end of every podcast, man, take care of yourselves, take care of each other. And this is what I'm talking about. In case you can't hear in my voice, I'm pretty emotional. Not because of the stress, but because of the overwhelming support that I'm getting from you guys, you know, from my social media. I have people sending me messages, hey, hang in there. Things are going to get better. And they will, and that's right. And I appreciate the encouraging words. I really do. I appreciate everyone who has shared this campaign so far on their social media, and I greatly appreciate those who have donated. And I don't know if they want me to announce their names or not, so I'm just going to say you know who you are, and I can't thank you enough, and we'll definitely pay it forward down the road as things continue to get better for us, because I know that they will, because guess what? I work my fucking ass off. I do everything that I can to make sure that my family is taken care of, and at the end of the day, I know that I do the very best that I can do with the things that I can control. Some things I can't control, so you can't do anything about it, and you have to understand that. guys, thank you. That's all I can say, is thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for sharing my posts. Thank you for following me on social media. Thank you for supporting our cause. Thank you for supporting me, my family. I really appreciate all of you. I really do. So, this is proof, you know? This is proof right here. When you take good care of people, when you treat people like human beings and not treat everybody like an asshole, you know, this shit can come back to you. You know, when you treat people like shit and, you know, you're mean to people and you're judgy of people, that will come back to you also. So here we are, trying to raise $1,000 to get us into another house in the next 10 days. And already, we're at 30% of our goal. So, I want this to be a lesson to anybody who says that, you know, there aren't any good people out there anymore. Because there are. They're my friends. They're you guys. And once again, from the bottom of my heart, thank all of you. So, let's not make this a depressing podcast. This needs to be inspirational and motivational, because that's exactly what this is. You know, I'm so humbled by the folks that have reached out and donated and shared and sent messages. once again, I can't thank you enough. So that's all I got for this podcast, guys. Do me a favor, share my GoFundMe campaign on your social media. That will help me out a great deal. We're hoping to get this money raised up here by the end of the week, Friday, because that will allow us to start literally moving in. as crazy as that might sound, that's all it's going to take. So we got $700 left to go. It's not a lot of money. You don't have to throw a lot at it, man. If you got 10 bucks, 5 bucks, you know, whatever it is, that's fine. It's all going to add up. And the smallest contribution you can possibly make is more than I could ask. And for me to even reach out and ask you guys for help the way that I am is completely unlike me. It's not something that I would normally do. I'm a very prideful person sometimes. And I don't like to ask people for help. But guys, you know, sometimes you need a little help. Sometimes you need a hand. And there's no shame in that. You know, because it would be different if I was sitting on my couch all day watching TV and not even working, you know, or if I was going to work and not putting in 110% like I do every single day. Or, you know, if I was calling off all the time, or, you know, just taking time off or whatever. And I don't do that. I mean, if you talk to my employers, they would tell you, look, man, we love this guy. You know, he's a hard worker, one of the hardest workers in the building. So that's why they recently gave me a raise, 12.5%. So I'll start seeing that money here, not this coming paycheck Friday, but, you know, probably the following paycheck, so 3 weeks from now, we'll actually start seeing that raise on my paycheck. So that's nice. And that's going to help us a great deal. You know, I mean, it's literally like $300 a month. I mean, it's a big deal. It really is. So share the campaign. for me, please. I appreciate that. If you can make a small donation, $5 or $10 or $20, whatever, if you've got an extra, you know, $10 in your account, you can just throw it on that GoFundMe. I'd greatly appreciate that more than you could possibly imagine. And one thing I can guarantee you is that if I haven't already, I will pay this forward. Someone's going to need my help down the road, and I'm going to be able to take care of them, and I'm absolutely going to do so because of the overwhelming support that I've gotten from my friends and my family when it comes to this situation that we're in. These jokers with this RV, man, they they're supposed to take the payment out on X date. They take it out 3 days earlier, costing me, you know, $50 or so in from my bank in fees, and then they charge another $75 on top of that. So literally every month, I'm paying out over $100 just in fees because they don't work with me like they say they want to and take it out on the day that I ask them to. So now here it is Saturday, and you know they're expecting me to come in there today with $350 that I don't have. So they, by all rights, legally have every right to pull up to our freaking camper, hook up to it, and take off. You know, I don't know how to prevent them from doing that other than having my neighbor park in front of my park in front of my camper, which is what's going on right now. So they're parking there. In the meantime, if I don't give them this cash, which I'm not going to because I don't have it, and B, I don't want to. I don't want to give them another dime on this thing. I want to get out of this thing next Friday and, you know, just step up, just level up, you know. So getting into an actual house is going to save us a ton of money when it comes to being able to buy things in bulk and store things places. I mean, come on, think about it. Toilet paper, you go through a lot of that in a month, right? We have to go buy 4-packs all the time, which is going to be the most expensive way to buy it. We used to be able to go to Sam's Club and buy a bunch of stuff that we needed. It saved us a ton of money. We can't do that here, you know? So that's one of the other reasons this is killing us. So the fees on top of the 3 trips a week to the grocery store, on top of, you know, not being able to buy things in bulk and having to pay the highest dollar amount for everything that we buy, this is all just killing us. It's keeping us from getting to the next level. That and, you know, I need to make more sales. That'll help a lot too. But I've been doing that too. I closed 2 huge sales back to back in the last 2 weeks. So that's one of the reasons I got the raise. So obviously I'm doing all the right things, and I am, you know, staying focused, and I'm doing the daily tasks, performing the daily tasks that I need to perform to make sure that we get to the next level. So that's what it's all about. You gotta keep your head down, keep going. Don't let anything get you down. It's hard to do. I know. Trust me, I know. It's fucking hard, man. I mean, it really is. So when things get really, 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 really tough, man, lean on your friends. Because obviously I can lean on you guys. Clearly. Without question. And that really is all I got for you now. I'm sorry I went off on another little tangent. But again, I appreciate you guys so much. You have no idea the amount of stress that you're relieving and the amount of love and support and passion that I feel from all of you. It's just overwhelming. It really is. So thank you once again. Please share my GoFundMe campaign on your social media sites. We can help get this thing moving and get it out of here as quickly as possible. And once again, I promise to pay this forward down the road. There's no question that I will. And I think anyone that knows me, and most of you do, you know I'm not kidding. So until I talk to you guys again, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.